Protect. Brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we bring you some spooktacular ideas on how to cut down on food waste with lots of recipes, meaning the pumpkin isn't just for carving. Around 800,000 tonnes of food waste is generated in the country every year, and Ireland has committed to halving food waste by 2030 under a UN Sustainable Development Goal. The Environmental Protection Agency launched a new food waste charter earlier this year. Membership of the charter is open to businesses that produce, process, manufacture, distribute or sell food and drink, and to supporting organisations that commit to championing the food waste charter within their areas of responsibility. Signing the food waste charter is a pledge to take action to reduce food waste. At home, people can also do what they can to reduce food waste. With it being Halloween, Cork TV chef Jack O'Keefe shares some handy pumpkin recipes.
If you haven't carved the pumpkin, it's just literally take the whole pumpkin, skin everything, preheat your oven to about 225 degrees Celsius, bang the pumpkin on an oven tray right into the centre of the oven. When the pumpkin goes in, then turn the oven's temperature down to about 180 and let it slow roast for about 45 to 50 minutes. And I'm telling you, it's going to be one of the most unbelievable things ever. You can just carve it in like a piece of meat, you know, it all falls apart. And you have this soft, spongy, beautiful flesh inside it. And that can go with anything. Like, well, I would take that, I'd cut it up, put it, mix it through salads. What I love to do at home is once the pumpkin is roasted, you see it's so much easier to peel. The skin just pulls straight off and you can pull all the seeds off. Pop it all into a blender with a knob of butter, a little bit of cream, and a little bit of vegetable stock, and just blitz it up, season it with salt and pepper, and like that can be the most delicious puree ever. And you can take that puree and you can mix it through pastas or whatever, or you can make it a little bit thinner by adding more stock to it, and then you have a most beautiful roast pumpkin soup. It just, the possibilities are endless. But another favorite I have is, let's say you have a raw pumpkin, just cut it up into wedges, right? Leave the skin on it as well. Cut it up into like half moon wedges, big steaks. And then just oil them up with some rapeseed oil, salt, pepper, and fresh rosemary. Toss it all together in an oven tray. Bang it into the oven 180 degrees for about 35 to 40 minutes. And then take that pumpkin and you can use it instead of using roast carrots, so that you're not going out to the shop buying veg that you already have in the house, so reducing your food waste. Or what I love to do this time of the year, you know, we tend to go for the time for eating salad. No one really craves salads when it's wet, miserable and cold like it is right now. So, but a pumpkin salad is absolutely delicious. And what I would do is I take those pumpkin wedges that we've roasted off and just toss them with some like rocket and a few other mixed leaves or whatever, crumbled up blue cheese and some toasted hazelnuts and pumpkin seeds. It's an absolute winner.
Jack is hosting a cookery demo at Cork's Marina Market on Saturday, November 4th, with a tutorial on how to use up leftover pumpkins from midday. This time of the year is when root vegetables are popular, and there's so much opportunity.
One, it's colder, so we're eating more to warm our bodies up. So you can allow yourself to eat more food this time of the year, so you're not throwing it in the bin. And the other thing is, this time of the year is when most of our local producers and farmers, when it comes to root vegetables, it's the bounty time of the year. It's when everything is in production. It's like you've leeks, you've carrots, you've all your root vegetables, you've celeriac, swedes, turnips, pumpkins, butternut squash, beetroot, and on and on and on and on. Everything is coming out of the ground now and has been coming out of the ground for the last few weeks. So it's the perfect time for really good veggies.
When it comes to avoiding food waste at home, Jack has these tasty ideas for homemade stocks.
Let's say if you've loads of kales and leeks and onions and they're not looking the best or they're about to go in the bin, what I'll do is I'll just peel them all, chop them up roughly, pop them into a cold saucepan, a big saucepan, the kind of saucepan you'd cook your ham in at Christmas time. Pop in some cold water, a bit of garlic and whatever herbs you've knocking around the garden. Bring it up to the simmer for about an hour or two. Turn it off, strain off all the veg. You can get rid of that veg, and then what you've left now is a stunning vegetable stock, which will add flavour and depth to all your meals at home. You can also do a lovely little trick where if you've ice cube trays, pour that vegetable stock into the ice cube trays and then freeze them in the ice cube trays. And then you have your own little homemade frozen stock pots, let's say, for example. And that's it. That's another great way of reducing it.
The tricks and treats of using up what's left at home will help to reduce food waste. To find out more, you can head along to Jack's Pumpkin Demo, visit foodwastecharter.ie, or check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman, with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.